then I went from conducting a campaign to being the mayor-elect. And so it's an abrupt transition to realize that it really happened.
Running his campaign on an improved quality of life platform, Craig Peterson says he will now work to reduce traffic congestion on Logan's main streets and also to alleviate emissions by reducing city-owned vehicle travel and revise city priorities and policies to make them more business-friendly.
And I think those are things that are possible with changes in the culture and expectations and policies. So that may be low-hanging fruit that I think I'll approach first. The neighborhood issues are much more complicated, and they're going to take a longer time, but we'll work on those early on as well.
During Tuesday's elections, Peterson defeated incumbent Randy Watts. He will begin his new leadership role on January 7th. Logan residents also elected Holly Daines and Gene Needham III to serve on the city council, and they approved a bond to complete Logan High, Hillcrest Elementary, and Ellis Elementary School redesign projects, and a tax levy plan was also approved that will help pay for more teachers in an effort to lower class sizes and give current teachers an increase in pay. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Carrie Bringhurst.